Sydney, just kind of walking through the end of the game, like, what you're feeling?
Honestly, like, so many emotions. I mean, to win with this team and stuff is just, it just means so much more. Like, the culture that we've created and stuff, like, that win means everything to us, and I think that all of our hard work and stuff really paid off, and it showed in the end of that game.
Coach, what do you think?
What a group. They deserve this. Absolutely remarkable. I said after the game, like, we gave it back to them this year, and they've already established so much pride in our program, and this is what the group earned. What a special, special group of women that learned how to fight, learned how to win, and there's never any doubt. Yeah, I think we've just were proving to ourselves all year that we are capable, and every opportunity we earned, you know, we got to play for a regular season championship, Bean Pot final, obviously not the outcomes we wanted, but we just banked every experience. And I think we proved it to ourselves through the course of playoffs that we earned every game, every win, and it all paid off when we get to this moment. Like, our entire team playing with confidence? I mean, I think that confidence comes from the belief that we have in each other. I think that that's a big part of our team overall is, you know, there's not one player that I don't trust to be out on that ice and they're going to give 100% effort. And I think that's the biggest part of it. And, you know, with that confidence part of things, like I said, like, it's just that trust that we have and stuff, that belief that we can do it and stuff. I think that is probably one of the biggest things for us as a team, and I think that makes us work 10 times harder because we want to win for each other.
Sydney, is the trophy heavier than you expected? Or
I genuinely do not remember holding it. I'm not gonna lie. It was a little heavy, but you know, I think the adrenaline kicked in, and I don't think it really fazed me too much.
Yeah, once again, right? Like, Lindsay's been that kind of player for us all year. Like, doesn't always show up on the score sheet every night, but gets the big ones. And even though she didn't get the big one tonight, like you said, all over the ice, 200-foot skater. She's the first forward back. She's the first on the forecheck. And I think when Northeastern was trying to spring some offense there as we were generating territorial advantage and momentum, when players like Lindsay are on the ice, you know she's going to get back and be able to keep it in their zone. And it's just invaluable what she does, the way that she plays physical, her character. I mean, we've been seeing it. And, yeah, grateful for her game.
Keep my stick on the ice. I think that's a big one, and I think also not just driving past the net, but staying at the net. We work a lot on stopping at the net, especially after a shot. So I think that's probably one of the big things, just our habits and stuff, you know, buying into that.
We were talking to Maggie and Julia yesterday, and Maggie said that she kind of knew after the first practice of the year, since maybe was a different team. I guess, what do you think is different about this team compared to the past two teams you've played with you?
I mean, I think I've said it every time, but I think our culture, I think, you know, we've all bought in, and as Coach always says, we want to win, and we want to win for each other, and I think that's one of the most valuable things on a team is, you know, wanting to win for each other as a team, and like I said, like, that belief that we have in each other and stuff goes a long way, and clearly it's shown.
Not to look too far ahead, but selection shows tomorrow, you guys are going to keep playing this season. How are you going to build off?
Yeah, it's just continually proving to ourselves that we can be dominant, you know, against great teams. We face great teams all the way through this playoffs. And the wins might feel and look different. We've talked about it all year, but we can find ways to play to our strengths, and we'll be ready to not change our game, but adapt it as always, and be curious about our opponent. But we know at the end of the day what we do well, and we'll keep bringing that with us.
Guys,
Yeah, it feels good, right? Like, we've felt it. We've known it. That was the goal all year. Like, the foundation was laid. I know that was another one that people thought we were saying a lot. But even though the outcomes last year weren't what we wanted, we worked hard to build a foundation. Mm-hmm. And this year, we just upgraded on it. And we really elevated our standards in every area, on and off the ice. And then I think the biggest thing was we elevated, like, how the players were going to hold themselves accountable to it. And then it became theirs. And we upgraded on the ice, upgraded off the ice, and it definitely paid off.
Either of you, can you just kind of talk about Kat's before? She makes unbelievable saves, kind of right from the jump over time.
I mean, we wouldn't be where we are without Callie. Her leadership as well, on and off the ice, has, you know, I think overall, like, it's noticeable from everyone on our team, and, you know, her stepping up and, you know, I mean, stepping up, she's been exceptional all year, but her stepping up in these big overtime games and stuff and, you know, making those really big saves gives us that motivation. And again, I keep saying it, but that belief and stuff that, you know, that we got this one. And I think that's super important. And, you know, she's just phenomenal.
I'll echo that. I think we laughed as the season went on. Like, sometimes we'll give up 20 plus shots. A lot of games we gave up less, and those aren't always easy for a goalie. And here we are again in a final, and the shots we gave up to start the second period, they weren't a lot. And but look at the way that Callie's been able to adapt and just be a rock star for our team. And beginning of overtime, we're not here if it wasn't for those timely saves. Like, what an amazing woman, leader, athlete, backbone of the group.
You know, I think personally for me, like, I didn't have a doubt in my mind. I think that we played the second period hard, and I think for the most part, you know, we were in the ozone for a good amount of that game. And I think that in the end, you know, it was unfortunate how the second period turned out, but I think the atmosphere in our room, like, there was no doubt in our minds that we were going to come back from that, whether it was scoring a goal, scoring two goals. We were coming back from that, and we were coming out to play till the last second of the third period.
Yeah, the players always debrief to start the intermission, and when I came in, I knew from the get-go that we were going to be okay, because, like, the tangible things they were discussing were applicable, and they were, and we've talked a lot about making them emotionless. They aren't good or bad, they just are. They're tactical. How do we just continue to shift our game? And they were dialed. I mean, just focused on the task at hand and kind of laughed. Well, we've been here before, so might as well go do it again. And, like, we just banked those experiences and focused on the things that we could control and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do whatever it takes to win, right? And I think that's another thing that we've implemented into our practices and stuff is, you know, if you're going to block a shot in a game, block a shot in a practice. And I think, you know, practice how you play how you practice. And, you know, putting your body on the line is part of the game of hockey. And I think some of those block shots were pretty, I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Remarkable.
Remarkable, yeah, you know, and I'm just thinking of one person that comes to mind is Tam. Tam's always putting her body on the line and stuff when we need her to, and I think that's super important, you know, overall on a team. And I don't think there's one person on this team that wouldn't block a shot for us to win that game. So.
Coach, you obviously won this play and out as a coach. You're the first person to do that.
Hey.
This season, I'm sweeter.
Sweeter. There's no doubt in my mind. Coaching is always what I've wanted to do. I've been fortunate enough that Boston University and the teams I've been on gave me so much and helped me grow as a young woman, and to get to come back and get the opportunity to do that every day. You get to impact more lives and give that feeling back and give the lessons, and it's so much sweeter, so much more meaningful. Special to do both, though, to say the least.
Switched up the line with, like, a little bit as the game went on, with Sydney back up the road, he's swapped the rally back out with Amy and Alex. Just talk a little bit about what that decision was like.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we've had the lineup all year where we're just puzzle pieces, and how do we bring the most out of each other? And I think Sid and Riley have amazing games, and they're different. And I think, like, when you move things around, obviously Sid's ability to skate 200 feet, protect the puck, continue the play, I just felt like that's what, you know, the Welkies line needed in that moment. And either way, we've been doing it throughout playoffs, and it's nice to know that you can always make the shift.